Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK live telephone talk show On the Mark. I am Mark Lawrence, subpar host of the show, superlative co-host, Mr. Joe McGranahan. I'm getting out your resume again. I keep a copy of it over here.
Just put it back.
This is your LinkedIn page.
Put it back.
Do you have a LinkedIn page?
I do.
Okay, good. It says that you're mayor of Shamokin Dam and a lot of other things.
That's good.
Papa. Let's just get right to the papa part. Do you have on your LinkedIn that you are papa?
No, I don't have that
okay.
on there.
All right. Why do people have LinkedIn pages? I do not have one, but I probably should.
Well, I think it's a good way for business people. It's sort of like Facebook for business people.
Okay.
People that, you know, you might need to work with somewhere down the line. And it's a lot of job seeking. Not that I'm looking for jobs, but I had one, I guess, when they first started up, and I've kept it even though I'm now retired.
Okay.
But I'm there on there as mayor, not as being retired broadcaster.
Okay. All right. On the Mark sponsor, whatever. Anyway, on
right.
the Mark sponsor.
Sorry you asked now, aren't you?
Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line is wide open. It is 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. The Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg are the hometown pharmacies. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com, and you can text us at 70236. If you're a Text Connect member, just reply to a previous message or start up a new one at 70236. If you haven't signed up yet, you can do so at WKOK.com. We send you no more than a dozen breaking news stories links each month. We send you the link to the story. For example, yesterday we sent a note that the Route 147 was open and that it would be closing again today. And then yesterday, or the day before, we send out a Text Connect that Route 147 was closed. So that's the kind of thing. Closed
roads. Well, make up your mind. Is it open or closed?
Tornadic weather. Yeah, I think it probably could become confusing for people at some point here. But, yeah, so that is the Text Connect system. The Sunbury Motor Company invites you to visit their Quick Lane. It's on North 4th Street in Sunbury. I've been there dozens of times. Not that my car breaks down often. It rarely does. But when it does, I would take it there. And I also take the station vehicles there. We get our inspections there. We get our alignments done. We get the vehicles washed. We get all the vehicles here. Everybody here has been pumped up with nitrogen. And we like the hours, too. Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday, 6:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. Joe doesn't know how to work his phone, so he doesn't know how to make it mute, but that's fine.
I just was in the process of doing that when it went off. Sorry.
Everybody recognizes that is untrue. SunburyMotors.com is their website. Check out online specials there. You can build a Ford, Hyundai, Kia. You can build a Kia Santa Fe to your precise specifications. Why would you want to do so? Well, Consumer Reports just made it the top midsize two-row SUV. Now, I know you think, well, that's a pretty narrow category, but no, there's quite a few SUVs in there from the other car companies. But guess what? Hyundai is at top the Santa Fe. So just a super vehicle, all-wheel drive, plenty of seating. Some of them come with a trailer hitch so you can haul a boat. So in case you see the boat going down the highway, the car and the boat, that means you're hauling them boat. Okay, that's the Hyundai.
You're
Santa.
Hauling them boat.
Hauling them boat. Yeah, I saw a sign.
Them boat?
Yes.
You mean them both?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw a sign down south one time that said boat for sale in the middle of this arid region. And I went up the driveway to say, you're selling a boat around here? He says, no, I'm selling the house and the barn boat. I'm selling a boat. So it was a Dutchman.
All right.
All right.
Well, that was a knee slapper if I ever heard one.
SunburyMotors.com.
We need to correct something that occurred on the program yesterday. One of our callers called in and suggested, well, I didn't suggest, he said that a local store had marijuana for sale on its counter. And, you know, in checking this out, had he taken the time and had the interest in learning the truth, he would have discovered that they were bags of tobacco, a legal product for sale, not marijuana on the countertop. So I really think he owes the store an apology for coming on the air and saying that. And I think if you're going to make some kind of charge like that, you at least ought to get your facts straight before you spew it out into the public airways.
Right. And if we hear that kind of thing, I'm awful slow on the dump button, but that's the kind of thing that will get you beeped. So where you get cut off, and you're not allowed to say that our fine local businesses are selling illegal products illegally. So,
well, if you are saying that, you darn well better have the proof.
Well, absolutely. Okay, so that takes care of that. He also made a note of the gambling enterprise that's there, this perfectly legal game of skill that involves, if folks have ever played Cubic, which is a three-dimensional tic-tac-toe with checkers, you know, little plastic pieces. This is a three-dimensional version. It is a game of skill. It is possible to beat it, and it is certainly a lucrative business for individuals who operate it. The state gets a little revenue from it. One of our local business people was talking to about it yesterday and said he's quite familiar with it, and it is perfectly legal, and it's fun. He's even played it, so
okay.
That's something that's happening out
that
there.
That clears up yesterday's business. Now, how about this state representative in Philadelphia berating a little old lady, well, she called her an old white woman, for protesting outside of an abortion clinic?
All right, so set the scene. Let's start at the beginning here. I'm vaguely familiar with
okay.
this.
Okay. A Democratic Pennsylvania state lawmaker is drawing criticism for recording himself berating a woman demonstrator at length outside an abortion clinic in Philadelphia, calling her an old white lady and her protest grotesque.
All right, let me start at the beginning. So we have, there's a place where abortions can be performed at a highly professional licensed medical clinic in
Philadelphia.
All right, so so individual women who are exercising their freedom to do choice go there for, among other things, some abortions would be performed there. So that's what happens there.
The lady outside was exercising her absolute right to stand in protest over what was going on inside.
Okay, so you have the a place, a medical facility, and then you have individuals that are opposed to abortion, pro-life
people, right, who are protesting
individuals.
That. And throw into the mix then State Representative Brian Sims, who posted an 8-minute-plus video on social media that showed him peppering the woman with questions and criticisms. He said to her, "Shame on you. What you're doing here is disgusting. This is wrong. You have no business being out here," he told the unidentified woman. The video was apparently shot several days ago at a Planned Parenthood health center in his district. As she studiously ignored him, Sims told viewers the woman had been confronting the people who were walking into the clinic. The woman said little in response as Sims attacked her protest as racist and shameful. At one point, she took a rosary from her bag and clutched it and said to him, "Get your camera out of my face." He told her no and suggested that protesters target her home. This is a state representative in the state of Pennsylvania.
And so what's wrong with that?
Well, what's wrong with it is she had every right to be there, just as the people going in under the law had every right to go in. You know, why didn't he berate the people who were going in if he was going to cost somebody?
That's the job of the pro-life individuals.
Right. So he's obviously not pro-life. And to the extent that she was accosting people going in, I don't think she should have been doing that either. I don't care if you stand outside and protest. But apparently she was making some kind of remarks to people going in, and he injected himself into it. He's getting a lot of criticism for it.
Right. Well, the update on this is a Pennsylvania state lawmaker who's drawn criticism for a recording of himself berating an anti-abortion protester outside a Planned Parenthood clinic is, quote, promising to do better, unquote. Democratic State House Member Brian...
That'd be more offensive and more...
To do better. To never post that video again. Anyway, says he was aggressive in the recording made last week. He's since pulled it down. There's no known copy of it on the web, incidentally. AP desperately tried to find a copy and couldn't. They found still photos.
It was on Facebook. It was not hard to find.
No, but apparently it's not anymore.
Oh, okay.
Well, anyway, that's what AP says. I didn't look for it. Anyway, Sims says he was aggressive in the recording made last week in which he peppered the unidentified woman with comments and questions, calling her actions disgusting. The chairman of the state Republican Party released Tuesday a letter he sent to the state attorney general and the U.S. attorney in Philadelphia asking them to investigate what he calls potentially criminal conduct in the video and another. In the second video, Sims asked viewers to identify three young female protesters outside the Planned Parenthood clinic.
Isn't that free speech?
Well, here's the rub. I think his behavior is bad, but I don't think it's that bad. It's just as bad as, you know, this harassment that the pro-lifers are doing to the people going in the clinic. It's just they turn the tables on him, and all of a sudden they flip out. It turns out that they're a bunch of snowflakes, and they can't handle a little bit of aggressive, you know, pushback. So
9 minutes of it? I mean, if they followed the women into the clinic and yelled and screamed at them, that would be one thing. But apparently they make passing comments as they go in. I'm sure they weren't offensive. I'm sure it's something like, have you really given this consideration?
Yeah. Oh, no. This holding up a dead babies and mutilated kids.
They hold up dead babies? Where do they get a dead baby to hold up?
It's a doll, obviously.
Oh, okay.
It's all full of blood and stuff. And so they do this. This is ridiculous. You know, this is a cottage industry for individuals who have the time to go outside abortion clinics and to protest. And they're right. I will defend until my dying day.
But not without insulting them first.
It is a form of legal harassment, but that's fine. It's free speech. They have every right to do so. I personally think it's harassment. I would never do it. More pro-life I could not be, but I would not do that. But nonetheless, they can. So all of a sudden, somebody comes up and confronts them and starts calling them disgusting, and it's like, oh, no, we got to get on Facebook and get this fixed and so on. I don't know. I think he, you know, it probably could do better. He could do better. That's what he says. But I think what's good for the goose is good for the gander. If they want to harass people, they should be ready to be harassed.
What you're missing here is that the story says, as she studiously ignored him, Sims told viewers the woman had been confronting people who were walking into the clinic. Mm-hmm. Now, he has no video of her doing that. The only video he posted was him berating her.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, and who knows? I mean, some of the individuals who protest outside Planned Parenthood clinics do not do anything except stand silently and pray. Don't do anything.
You talk a lot about President Trump and his bad behavior, and I agree with you on a lot of that. So shouldn't he be setting a better example of how to deal with this kind of thing, even if he supports it?
Right. I guess he could do better. You know, I think if you want to engage them in dialogue, you know, if you engage them in dialogue, you could potentially change their mind. I mean, you're not going to make them favor choice.
Why is
over
he hanging
pro-life.
Out? Why is he hanging out in front of an abortion clinic anyway? Just out of curiosity.
I have no idea. Maybe because it's in his district, and anything that's happening in his district, he thinks he's.
I think he went there with the express intent of having a confrontation.
Well, yeah, that's why.
Figuring it would enhance his political reputation in Philadelphia.
That he's super pro-choice. All right. 1-800-795-9565. We are talking about two individuals exercising their right to free speech. Who's harassing whom, I guess, sort of becomes the operative question. 1-800-795-9565. Mike, you are on the mark. Thank you for calling in. Go right ahead.
Good morning. The other day I was on Twitter, and I happened to run across the Pennsylvania State Rep. Brian Sims protesting against a protester. And I saw the video, and my first inclination was to make a copy of it because I knew that it was something that would probably be taken down everywhere and hidden. And I just have to say this. I watched the whole video, and I have to say that I don't think that I have ever watched, I mean, aside from physical violence, horrific things that we see during war, I don't think that I have ever seen anything that made me feel more ill than watching this man and the actions that he was taking against this woman who was praying the rosary. He was calling her a white old woman. He was calling into question her Christianity. He was just overwhelming and vitriolic in his attacks on her. And now, granted, he is a lawyer. He graduated from Bloomsburg State University. He was the captain of the football team there. He is evidently the first team captain at the NCAA level to come out as an openly gay person. But all that aside, he has a lot, and he is a lawyer, I said. He knows where the limits are, and I don't think that he crossed any legal limits. But the way he treated this woman, it just made me feel ill. And it's been talked about. I do a lot of listening to talk radio when I'm not listening to you guys. And it's been on the national talk show host, both liberal and conservative. And basically everyone says what I said. It made them absolutely feel ill. And I have to question this fellow, Brian Sims is his name. I have to question his emotional stability, his mental stability, to treat that woman the way that he did. And I really think that he should try to seek some counseling, because it was horrific. And I do hope that some of your listeners out there, one of them maybe made a copy so that both of you could actually see it again and possibly play it on the air for your listeners.
I didn't make a copy of it, but I saw it in its entirety, and it was pretty disgusting. I agree with you.
Is he guilty of harassment? Could she file a harassment claim?
He was exercising his right to free speech on a public street.
I'm asking Mike.
Okay.
In my opinion, he wasn't doing anything. She didn't ask him to stop. She didn't say that he was offending her or threatening her. So I don't think that he could have been guilty of harassment. But I can tell you this: if the shoes were reversed, and it was a conservative person attacking a white woman and calling her names like that, that would have been you would have seen that on the network news that night.
Okay. One of our listeners sends us a note, says, Mark, AP Philadelphia is about the only place in the world where you can't find the video. Here's a link to it.
So, great.
Well, maybe they were looking
for
it.
When you're on break, listen to it, Mark, and come back and tell us what you think.
All right, we got you. Well, our breaks aren't long enough. It's, what, 7 minutes, 8 minutes long?
8 minutes long, right.
So we wouldn't be able to do that.
He gets right into it. Within 2 minutes or less, you'll see exactly where this fellow's coming from. I mean, it was, in my mind, it was appalling. I just, a little old lady, basically, is what she was, okay? That's a fact. But to call her a white old lady, unchristian, and be screaming basically into her face, it was horrific.
I don't know. He didn't post anything about what the woman may have been saying. He says she was confronting people entering the clinic. Mark suggested she was waving a dead baby at them or doing something.
No. I'm saying some pro-life.
You don't like it, do you, when I mischaracterize your position? what sauce for the goose?
Abortion is a touchy issue, and if you look at the woman, what she was doing, I think you can go out and find a lot of people that have had abortions, you know, and men who supported their wives or girlfriends having abortions, and after the fact, they regret it. And I think there's a lot of people that would have said, hey, we wish we would have had somebody to give us an opinion, maybe to take a step and think about it. And that's what I believe this woman feels she was doing. But it doesn't warrant the kind of attack that Brian Sims, Pennsylvania State Representative Democrat from the Philadelphia area, did to her.
Plus the fact he called her an old white lady. Well, she was white and a lady, but I judge her to be no more than in her mid-60s or early 60s from the video that you can see
so
her
she's
face.
Not old.
So I find that offensive.
Yes, says the 70-year-old man in the room. All right. Thank you so much.
Questioning her age and her religion, to me, that's offensive. I mean, that's what the left preaches.
Well, certainly
you can't
unnecessary.
Question people's race
sure.
and their religion.
And, of course, the minute you say something to anybody, you're a racist. Doesn't matter.
And for some reason, I can't get this link to play. It plays for a few moments, then stops. I'm not sure why. So if somebody has a different link, send that to us. All right. Thank you so much, sir. Thanks for calling in, Mike.
Thanks for calling, Mike.
You're
appreciate
care.
That. 1-800-795-9565. We're talking about a state house member who berated, and it sounds by the description, certainly verbally harassed an individual who is lawfully doing the rosary outside an abortion clinic. More inappropriate this confrontation could not be.
Well, I think that's probably
be.
Why he questioned her Christianity, because she was dared to pray in front of an abortion clinic. Oh, heavens forbid.
So
that's awful.
He's praying on her. 1-800-795-9565. We will be right back.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC Way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC Way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC Way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC Way. The SMC Way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back. We found a link to the video and the audio portion of it. Let's play a bit of it so that you can judge for yourself. This is State Representative Brian Sims confronting a woman in front of a Philadelphia area abortion clinic.
You need a child, but you're not. Instead, you're out here shaming people for something that they have a constitutional right to do. Who would have thought that an old white lady would be out in front of a Planned Parenthood telling people what's right for their bodies? Shame on you. Shame on you for hiding your face at the same time that you're shaming other people. Again, the same laws that protect me protect you, and that's okay. You're allowed to be out here. That doesn't mean that you have a moral right to be out here. Shame on you. What you're doing here is disgusting. This is wrong. You have no business being out here. Hi, everybody. Thank you for being here. Yep. Disgusting. So do me a favor, please. If you're watching this, Planned Parenthood of Southeastern Pennsylvania is one of the most heavily protested Planned Parenthoods in the country, and they deserve your support. These are the kind of attacks that we can expect on Planned Parenthoods in the current administration. Shame on you, ma'am, for standing out here thinking you know what's right for other people's bodies. There are women that come here from counties away, miles away, because people like you are standing out in front of their Planned Parenthood, shaming them. You must have
Which is exactly what he was doing, standing out in front of a Planned Parenthood and shaming someone who came to protest it.
Oh, I'm sorry, your mic wasn't on.
Mine was. Exactly what he was doing, standing outside of a Planned Parenthood, shaming other people. I don't think he sees the irony in that.
So this is the honorable
Brian. Now there, you can see the lady. Does she look like an old lady to you? No, she doesn't.
No, she has dark hair.
Right. I would say, looking at this picture
60,
of her, I'd say she's in her 50s.
Okay.
Late 50s,
I'd say
maybe.
60, but okay. I always get in trouble with this kind of thing.
Yeah, well, I'm not a good age guesser either.
Okay.
But seriously, I mean, his comments, I think, he obviously went there looking for a confrontation. Why he picked this lady in that day.
Well, she appears to be the only one there. I didn't see anybody else. There's other people going by, but I don't think there's anyone stationary there.
Well, he says it's the most heavily protested one in the state or whatever. But, you know, it's her right to be out there. She doesn't have a right to be a, he doesn't have a right to accost people. And saying she doesn't have a moral right to be there is beyond belief. Why not? She has every moral right to be there. Nothing is more of a moral issue than abortion, is it?
Well, and she has the right to be there. And he's a little bit over the top. I think he's fed up with protesters based on what other protesters, I mean, it may be, I'm sorry, I'm speculating, he may be fed up based on what some other protesters have done based, you know, like I had described, sometimes they get pretty offensive. She's pacing the sidewalk, apparently praying that somebody has said that. I don't know that that's true, but, you know,
he obviously had bigger plans for this video. You heard him on it say, urging people to support Philadelphia's Planned Parenthood organization. This is the kind of organization, this is what goes on here, they need your support. So he obviously recorded this as some kind of a fundraising attempt on behalf of Planned Parenthood.
Oh, dear. Okay. They try to make a buck from it.
Well, that's obviously what his goal was. You know, both of them were exercising their rights to free speech, standing out there. But his, I think he went a little bit beyond that. I mean, he could have said to her, I wish you weren't out here protesting, and let it go at that. But instead, he berates the woman for 9 minutes, calling her names. In her defense, she didn't call him anything, didn't say a word to him.
Yeah, you know, at this point, I haven't heard a word from her yet. A couple of people sent us the link, so very much appreciated. Thank you, Rob Center, a fabulous producer. Cynthia, you're on the mark. We have 60 seconds before the top of the hour.
Okay, I just watched the video, and I think it's horrible of him. He had the right to be there as he was following her down the street, harassing her. I feel she was taking the high road by not answering him, not being provoked by him. But that's my opinion, but I am pro-life, and so maybe that's just me. But I think he was in the wrong. She had the right to be there, which he did say that, but she wasn't harassing him.
Okay. Yeah, well...
And he has no proof in that video that she was harassing anybody.
Well, yeah, it doesn't even look like that. It sounds like she's just doing the marching thing or the pacing in front of the clinic. I guess you have to keep moving in order to stay there on the sidewalk, so she keeps moving.
But I just Googled his name and abortion, and that's how I found it on YouTube.
Yeah, we did find it. AP couldn't find it because 90 million people in the U.S. have sent us the link.
AP didn't want to run it because it looks bad for one of their heroes.
thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. I'm sure it's not that, Joe. All right, you are listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury. We'll take a break for the CBS News. We're talking about State House member Brian Sims, who says he could do better.
A lot better.
What better means in his brain? Who even imagined? I mean, the vortex has his brain removed, so this is his best work so far. This is WKOK Sunbury.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome back to the WKOK live telephone talk show, On the Mark. I am Mark Lawrence. Mr. Joe is right across from me. Mr. Rob is on the other side of the glass. Mr. Matt's in the newsroom. On the Mark, sponsor of the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line is open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. Toll-free line sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Trotz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg. We're talking about a State House member who hasn't apologized but says he could do better. He's promising to do better in his next video, the video that he shot. It appears to be a Facebook Live video. Shows him berating an individual who's silently protesting outside a Planned Parenthood office in Philadelphia. So we've been talking about that. What's your view? He's way over the top when it comes to harassment, but maybe it's perfectly legal. So maybe you have an opinion about that. Call us 1-800-795-9565. You're welcome to email us, as several people have done, at onthemark@wkok.com, and you can text us at 70236. If you're a Text Connect member, just reply to a previous message or start up a new one at 70236. Some brief news headlines. At this moment, Route 147 south of Sunbury is open, but will close any moment, and it will be closed for much of the day while the cleanup continues to take care of the remaining rock debris and trees and fence damage that was incurred earlier this week when there was a rock slide. Brush Valley Road, Route 890 and Route 61, the detour. One Valley teacher is among 12 finalists for the 2020 Pennsylvania Teacher of the Year. Colleen Epler-Ruth's a science teacher at Chickahominy High School, one of the finalists. The Wolf administration announced the list of nominees in a news release Monday. Nominations for the honor were submitted by students, parents, peers, and members of the community wishing to honor and recognize educator achievements in and out of the classroom. The Wolf administration says the winner will also be Pennsylvania's nominee for National Teacher of the Year. Only minor injuries in Mifflinburg when Grant Mercer of Northumberland accidentally went off Route 45, hit several parked cars at Mifflinburg Auto Sales, and then into the building. His small SUV ended up inside the car sales building. He had minor injuries. Going up, one section of the Sunbury flood control levee will be raised up to 8 inches this year. FEMA is requiring the flood control department in Sunbury and the municipal authority to raise the levee.
There was a recent study done by FEMA that they did some elevations, you know, determine where water's going to be during certain events. And they've determined that we will need to add some elevation on the southern part of the levee system.
General Manager Dan Raymer says whenever there's flood control projects upstream, some additional measurements can be taken downstream. Well, we are told by the newsroom the Northumberland County Coroner has been called to a one-vehicle crash in Shamokin. County Communications tells us the crash occurred around 8 a.m. along West Montgomery Street. Communications says a vehicle crashed into a concrete wall at that location along an embankment near a bridge. Daily Item reports the coroner's office arrived on the scene around 8:30. Streets around West Montgomery Street, Shamokin closed, and fire police are directing traffic. We are trying to get some additional details there. And the New York Times reported yesterday that Donald Trump's businesses lost more than $1 billion from 1985 to 1994 based on tax information the newspaper acquired. The Times says it has acquired printouts from future presidents. At the time, he would turn out to be a future presidents? President. Official IRS transcripts, including figures from his federal tax form. The newspaper says Trump reported business losses of $46.1 million in 1985 and a total of $1.17 billion in losses for the 10-year period. After comparing Trump's information with that of other high-income earners, the Times concluded that Trump appears to have lost more money than anyone else in the U.S. because of his business losses. The newspaper reported Trump did not pay income taxes for 8 of the 10 years. The House Ways and Means Committee has asked the IRS to provide Trump's personal and business returns from 2013 to 2018. The U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin on Monday refused to do so, saying the panel's request lacks a legitimate purpose. Mnuchin's move, which had been expected, is likely to set a legal battle in motion. The chief option is available. Democrats are to subpoena the IRS for the records or to file a lawsuit. Trump's the first president since Watergate to decline to make his tax returns public.
Okay.
Of course, if you risk $1 billion, you might lose $1 billion, but you made $5 billion, and you should pay taxes. But obviously, he and other wealthy people have rigged the donor class, as John Shipman aptly calls it, have rigged the tax laws so that they don't have to pay anything. So it's perfectly legal.
We can get to that. We have a couple emails on that. We do want to finish our discussion of Representative Sims because we picked up an interesting part of his comments where he starts to berate the lady for her religion. Here's what he had to say.
Shame on you. The amount of mental gymnastics it must take to think that you have a right to tell a woman what's right for her body, and yet you will support a faith that has protested, that has molested children across the planet? Shame on you. This is what broken morality looks like. This is what broken values look like. This is how they show up in front of our Planned Parenthoods. This is what they're doing. If you can't tell, this is a place that deserves your support. Planned Parenthood of Southeastern Pennsylvania. They have to deal with people like this every single day. They deal with people out here every single day telling others what's right for their bodies. But we're not going to let them get away with it. Absolutely not. No, ma'am. Don't hide. Don't hide. You're publicly protesting women coming to a Planned Parenthood. It's something they have a right to do. Don't hide from it. Don't hide from it. Have the...
Earlier in the discussion, he was specifically targeting the Catholic faith and her, I guess because she was praying the rosary, he felt he had to bring that out. So that was his reference there to a religion that, what did he say?
Molest children.
Yeah.
Well, we'll take calls on this. We see calls coming in. We're ready to go. We got some emailers. Let's start at the top with the emails, and then we'll go to the phone.
Bob says, good morning. The fact Mr. Sims said she had no right to be there, I don't think he is a police officer. It's none of his business who, what, where, when, or why, or how anyone goes about what they do legally. The sad thing is there are women there who just can't keep their unborn child for whatever reason they have. I think people need to mind their own business. If it doesn't have anything to do with you, God is the only one to judge. Thanks. Signed, Bob.
All right. Carolyn, thanks for calling the On the Mark show. You are on the mark.
Hi, Mark and Joe. This is a very interesting scenario. We have Brian Sims, who has been essentially a bad actor in a lot of things he's done over the years, and now this has come to light with his visits to this Planned Parenthood, which actually is the largest Planned Parenthood abortion provider in one site in Pennsylvania. And so that's one of the reasons that people do go there to pray and to protest and to offer services for the women coming in and give them alternatives to their abortion. It's also one of the worst performing ones in terms of health regulations, which is another reason people are concerned about the women that go in there. They have failed more than half of their safety inspections by the state in the last several years, including ones that deal with the health of women. But I know that's a sidelight, but it does give us some understanding as to why this particular facility have so many people who are there. Mm-hmm. You know, the video clearly shows that this woman was praying and not interacting with clients in any way that Brian Sims said.
With clients while he was there. She may have been earlier.
Well, that's just a supposition, because the people who were there on the ground.
Right, I'm pointing out
your
supposition.
She was praying the rosary.
Right, I'm pointing out your supposition.
Oh, true. Okay. But I'll grant you that. But here's what we also know. In a very short time before this video was made, in several other incidences earlier in the month of April, you know, Sims was there. He had the incident with the teenage girls where their mother tried to intervene. Those girls were 13 and 15 years old. He was offering $100 to anybody who would publicly identify them and who would go after them. The mother, who is Ashley Garrich, she tried to intervene. She said that at that point she felt that she was just protecting the safety of her daughters. They were silently on the side of the street praying. And you know, Brian Sims talks about how he's a big, tough ex-football player. He is a physically intimidating person. I've been in his presence. The reality is that he approaches these people. He approaches them and he puts them on the physical defensiveness in addition to his foul mouth and the things he says to them. You know,
well, she does a super job. She never wavers. She walks, faces the street, and just keeps on going. So good for her.
That's absolutely right. He also interacted with a man earlier in April and approached him. You know, one question that really comes to the top with me being involved in politics is that this is a state rep. He is acting badly. He is beyond the pale in his behavior. And even, Politico, I believe it is today, who is reporting that his behavior breaches legality. It breaches the legality from everything from the wiretapping laws of Pennsylvania, where she simply says no and she tries to go from him and he continues to be the aggressor, and then he puts it on his video later on.
We've got some issues here
if this is what we will deal with and allow in our elected officials.
I think she loses the right to protest on that score, because she is conducting a public demonstration on a public street. So she doesn't have the right to anonymity that she would have if he, say, poked his camera through her bedroom window.
That's true, but she is attempting to remove herself from the situation.
All right, yeah, she keeps walking away.
That eliminates her willingness to be part of this process.
I got you. Okay, noted.
Yeah,
Carolyn, sound analysis. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Lance, you are next up on our discussion about State Representative the Honorable Brian Sims.
Well, I debate that.
Yeah, I think he lost that title. He'll have to take it off his letterhead.
First there, he said about Donald Trump. Do you know which inventor had more failures than any other inventor?
Oh, probably Thomas Edison.
Exactly. Who had more successes than any other? I mean, it's just the more you try, the more your propensity for failure.
Well, that's what I'm saying about the tax return. The bottom line is he doesn't pay income taxes. That's the tragic part. But anyway, House Member Brian Sims.
In those years, he did pay taxes, though. They're just showing the failures he had to get there.
Okay, go ahead.
I mean, that's half truth with the New York Times.
Brian Sims, Lance, Brian Sims. That's what we're talking about.
Okay, all right, here we go. That big, strong football player, I guess, he is an example of the other half of the equation. Those males who cause all the problems with women having to go for abortions in the first place, that nobody ever talks about. And they're the ones who are responsible, that's for sure.
You mean father of the children being aborted?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, where are they? They're never around. And that's why when you say, why is it always the middle-aged and upwards males who become very, very concerned when it comes to abortion is we're not with a woman at all. The thing is, it's the other half of the equation that body parts should be removed from. I mean, it's just that way. So when you see this happening like that, that's the first thing I thought about.
Where are the dads of these kids that are going in there?
Yeah, where are the dads? And he exemplifies those dads who shirk responsibility. And that's what I think he's really mad about, that somebody is telling him that he's wrong.
Gotcha.
Not the woman is wrong. And the person that we want are going after is not the woman. It is the baby inside of her that we're concerned with. I mean, we're not trying to tell anybody what they should do. What we're trying to say is, now look at this little bugger and you make your decision. And what turned me around, of course, on the abortions was actually listening to the heartbeat of a babe in the womb and then seeing at first just a really bad picture, really, on a laptop that showed one of those evac abortions. And now you really need to, Mark, go and get the DVD. I'll give you one when it comes out, of Unplanned, and you'll really see what goes on. I mean, with that babe in the womb trying to get away from that vacuum tube that is going to end its life, just suck every bit of it into a glass. And after that, if you can say, "Well, this is really great," something is, well, I won't say it. But,
all right, we got you. Thank you so much,
Lance. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Yeah, we understand. You've mentioned that before, and it's never ceases to make me about half sick when you say it, but it certainly is something to consider, isn't it?
Well, I think if you watch any medical procedure up close, it could make you nauseous.
Well, you're right about that, too.
All right, 1-800.
Okay.
1-800-795-9565. Al, stand by. We'll be right back. We'll take more comers. Hometown Pharmacy toll-free line open. 1-800-795-9565.
Hometown. Such a warm and friendly word. A place of comfort, confidence, and friendship. And as the song goes, everybody knows your name. In today's culture of fast food service and big box mentality, it's nice to know that we can still rely on the warm and friendly comfort of Hometown Pharmacy. There's one near you. Friendly, knowledgeable staff that not only know you by name, but know your meds and know what's best for you, right down to the over-the-counter meds for those quick day-in, day-out situations that may arise. Your Hometown Pharmacy. That hometown feel that we all want. Hometown pharmacies, like the Lewisburg Pharmacy, North 2nd Street, Lewisburg. Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Route 35, Mount Pleasant Mills. In Mifflinburg, it's Trutz Pharmacy on Chestnut Street. Bloomsburg, it's the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop on Market Street. And the Norrie Pharmacy, Duke Street, Northumberland. Your hometown is calling you. Your independent hometown pharmacy. Every season, every day.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the mark, 1-800-795-9565 is the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line. Al, thank you so much for waiting.
You're on the mark.
You're on the mark.
Okay, good morning. Abby Johnson, the one that wrote the book on Planned, and she challenged Brian Sims, or didn't challenge him. She just offered, I guess. But it was too challenging for him, maybe, to meet him in front of that place Thursday. She's going to be there. And I would like to be there with the DA from that district also. Because what Brian Sims did by harassing those young people and then putting it on video and offering $100, I don't know if anybody caught that yet, but he offered $100 to anybody that could identify him so they could do that new thing. I don't know what it is.
Doxing. Doxing. Give their names and addresses and phone numbers out.
Yeah, dox them. So he and then he stepped on her constitutional rights of freedom of religion, the lady he was the one, and then by putting it out there. He's just asking for to be arrested first, and then whatever they do to get you out of his elected position. I think he's a goner, and it has to be done swiftly.
I disagree with you. He's from Center City, Philadelphia, and there's no way those folks are going to vote him out of office.
I don't care. That's what should happen. I don't care what they do, but I know what should happen. Because that was a felony. That was against her civil rights. That DA in that district, if he does nothing, he's a do-nothing. Is just a despicable.
Why, how did he hurt her civil rights? In what way was she impeded from doing what she was doing?
She tried to get away from him. She tried to walk away from him and ignore him, and he just kept it up. So that at that point, it is harassment. And then at the point when she mentioned her religion and judged her on the street and on the film and then put that out, as a representative, he's supposed to separate himself from religion. So that's like a double whammy on the freedom of religion, just the Constitution. This guy, and just in my book, and the whole thing about abortion, you know where I'm there. And if I, you know, my retirement is pretty good, and I didn't have to sell any ladders. But you had a comment about my retirement.
In 87,
I decided not to pay anymore and do my own retirement, truly, and it's going to be fine.
You
but
just
anyway,
said you'd sell a few ladders and have
I had a little
phone
to pick, but I thought I'd throw that in there.
Thank you.
Because it just shows you that I am compassionate about this, and people should take it serious at this point, and Brian Sims should be gone.
But she didn't file harassment charges against him. She could have, I think.
Well, it doesn't matter. It's now out there in public view, and it should be to her people, anybody that's representing her, like the DA, against this kind of stuff. If you see a crime, report it. I mean, just because she didn't do it, I mean, she's out there for love. She's out there because she loves babies, and she wants it to stop. And if you ever saw that movie, you'd want it to stop. And if you were ever involved in one, you'd want it to end. And if you ever got the numbers right, you'd see that our God was the only God that tested Abraham, and Abraham was willing to sacrifice his child, but the Lord gave it away in the beginning. He said, this is just a test. So he didn't have to do it. But that was the only time it was written, not to kill your children. Because those religions back then, they all sacrificed their children. Because in the diggings, all the diggings at the religious sites, they're digging up bones of children and babies. So, you know, that was our God that gave those commands. And this country was founded under that. So I'm just saying, it's freedom of religion. She was there under religious pretenses. He hassled her. He put it on TV. If they don't do something, they're all amiss in that city, the sanctuary city of brotherly love.
All right, we got you. Thank you so much. I appreciate the call. Paul, next up, go right ahead. You're on the mark.
Gentlemen, what we have is a failure to communicate because one word means 60,000 different meanings. 60,000 people. And when we were born, we were not given a dictionary as to God's word as to what it means. And therefore, each man has his own opinion, and each one is right in his own way.
And what are the words that have 60,000 meanings in this case? Shame?
No. The word is abortion.
Okay.
Because if you take the word abortion and give it a definition, then it means the same thing in any language. But it's not. It's up to the individual. And that's where is morals come in and religion comes in.
Do you know anybody who has a different... If I say I'm having an abortion, do you know anybody who views that other than the fact that someone's going to take a baby away from the person who says it?
Paul thinks it means you're driving across the Veterans Bridge or somewhere and you turn around and go back towards Mukden. You abort the trip.
Abort the trip, okay.
Yeah, because in military, in order to abort a mission, you're called back from what your objective was in the first place. And if that being the case, then the female has an abortion once every 28 days when she does not complete the cycle of creating life.
Let me look at it this way. To abort something means to terminate it early. Would we agree with that? You do agree that that's what the word means.
Okay.
Okay. So how you apply it might have 60,000 different applications, but when you apply it to a woman who is pregnant, it has only one meaning.
Not necessarily.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay.
Noted.
And this is where everybody gets the wrong impression. Because you have your opinion as to what it means would determine as to whether or not it is law or illegal.
Okay.
And because of that, there's no definition. If you say something is now a law, okay, you cannot take and put your meaning to it like you do in a court and try to convince the individual that they either guilty or innocent.
Well, you've got me totally in the weeds here, Paul. I'm afraid you've lost me somewhere along the way.
Well, abortion doesn't mean, not so much around these parts. It means something else. All right, thank you, Paul.
Again,
very much appreciated.
To abort something is to terminate it before it's completed.
If you're talking about definitions, maybe you could argue the definition of harassment. You know, somebody talked about this potentially being a felony, what he did, you know, somehow impeding her civil rights. I didn't see that.
No,
but,
I didn't see that
but
either.
You could have that conversation. That would be fine.
I think he did harass her, and I think simple harassment would be a charge she could have filed against him, and it would be sustained.
By definition.
Right.
That is literally what it means. It means to get in somebody's face and to impede their pacing in front of a clinic or anywhere else.
Actually, you know, you probably could have been charged with assault. You don't have to hit somebody for it to be assault. That's battery. But to assault someone, to come up and impede their progress or to stand in their way or continually harass them like that, I think he could be charged with harassment and assault.
In Pennsylvania, huh?
In Pennsylvania. That's my personal opinion. Whether he should be or not is another matter. But, I mean, I think that she had absolutely the right to stand there and to pray and to protest. He had a right to be on the street, and he had a right to certainly say a few words to her. But she did nothing to escalate this, nothing at all. And he just kept going on and on and on. And it was obvious his intent there was to raise money for Planned Parenthood by using because several times he mentioned send money. They have a website, an emergency website. I mean, he was there to try and raise money.
Simple assault is defined under the Pennsylvania Crimes Code as an attempt or attempts to cause bodily injury intentionally, knowingly, or recklessly, or negligently causing injury with a deadly weapon. I don't think it rises to that. I don't think he intended to hurt her, so he may have been in her face.
But if he put her in a position where she was walking away trying to avoid him and she had been injured, he would have been guilty of that.
Simple assault, defined simple assault as an attempt or attempts to cause, well, he wasn't attempting to cause bodily injury, that just happened. Might be negligent, you know, some sort of a negligence crime.
The way you read it, I agree it doesn't apply, but my understanding of the law was that if you continually come after somebody like that and are in their face, you're assaulting them.
Okay, all right. Well, and this is pre-interpretation by the courts. This is the code as it's written, but maybe the courts have chosen to do what you're saying, which makes perfect sense, this idea of, you know, significantly, what shall we say, injuring someone's right to do something perfectly legal. You know, they're not injured by it, but they're certainly hampered trying to go through what they considered a normal activity that day. All right, let's hit the break button. We will be right back. Steve Jones will be at the Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament, and that is today at the Susquehanna Valley Country Club. It's not really a public event, but I'll tell you what is public, the fundraising for the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA. And if you'd like to support the YMCA, we invite you to go to WKOK.com. We got some links there. You can just go to GSVYMCA.org and click Donate Now. We'd love to see you support the Y. All right, we got callers lined up. Joe, we're going to have to hit some emails or we're never going to get to
Annie. So read the first couple paragraphs.
I'll take the sense of it. The investigative division of the State Ethics Commission has initiated a full investigation in relation to the complaint. Read a letter from the Ethics Commission Executive Director Robert Caruso, dated March 31st. Sims has been under scrutiny since multiple news agencies began looking into his speaking engagements around the world. The complaint cited a report from City and State detailing issues with Sims' reported traveling reimbursements and making over $42,000 in speaking fees since taking office.
Harry, you're on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, good morning. You know, there's so many things about this that I find bothersome, and one of them is, I guess I'll go in order, in no particular order, I guess, actually. You know, here's a guy who is considered progressive because he's pro-abortion and gay, but yet he's nothing more than just a bully who's trying to railroad people in, but yet he's the one who's considered progressive. How does that happen in our society? The other thing that bothers me is he definitely violated somebody's personal space and personal right to be on a public sidewalk, so therefore I thought that had already been established what personal space is and what would entail harassment. And the other is, I'm glad to hear they're investigating him for ethics for stuff, but in a society where everybody is so gung-ho about showing everything they've done, putting it on Facebook, in this guy's case, a video on Twitter, why would you need this lady to even file a complaint when this guy did was against the law, and he's out there bragging about it by showing it on the air? Doesn't anybody down there have any cojones where they would actually come out and challenge this guy?
You're talking Philadelphia, where the mayor does a little tap dance when he proclaims himself to be a sanctuary city.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's just, you know, and that's a case too where all of a sudden now there's a guy who's considered progressive, but by progressive it's like, let's not worry about enforcing laws or anything. I always thought progressive meant that you were trying to better society, and how is this an example of that?
Well, that's in the eye of the beholder. I'm not going to defend what he did, but that's in the eye of the beholder. He feels as though what he's doing is, you know, sort of helping his cause and so on. But obviously you and I, sort of a common sense view of things, wouldn't say, well, this isn't helping anything.
I mean, it's just a shameful display. And yet this is what passes for let's emulate this behavior because this guy's standing up for what he believes. Yet here's a woman who stood up for what she believed without doing anything. It was almost like, the ultimate turn the other cheek. God bless her, because I'm not that good a person. I mean, he should be very happy I wasn't the person there, and that's wrong.
Well, he said that there are people out there protesting every day, so I'm not so certain he went looking for this particular woman. I think he was just there waiting to take on whoever it was who happened to be outside praying and reciting the rosary on that particular day.
Right. He was out trying to make a name for himself. It's not trying to better anybody or anything else. It was trying to make a name for himself and to just prove that he's the big bad boy on the block. You know, that's shameful. Just absolutely shameful.
Well, it's not the first time he's been involved in questionable behavior. When Vice President Trump came to Philadelphia, he gave him the finger very publicly and posted a picture of it on Facebook saying he wanted to officially welcome Pence to the city with the gesture.
Well, just because he was showing his IQ, that doesn't mean anything either.
Well, he seems to have a problem with people who express opinions other than the ones he likes.
Yeah. Well, exactly. And you know, not every opinion is going to be popular. Not every opinion is even going to make any sense to everybody. And I understand that freedom of expression, but my gosh, there is a degree of public decorum and a public decency which has been so blurred anymore that I'm not even sure you can see it with the Hubble telescope anymore. You know?
All right, we got you. Harry, you'll be happy to know one of our good friends sent me a note and says, here's a possible definition that may apply. How about false imprisonment? An individual who knowingly restrains another unlawfully so as to interfere with his or her liberty. False imprisonment. And I doubt that that would be a misdemeanor.
That wouldn't work. She could have walked away at any point and gone home. He didn't physically restrain her.
But her liberty is to stay there and
I think assault is. I think assault's closer to what he did.
Okay.
I understand what you're saying there, Joe, but that was not his property. While it was not her property, it was also not his. He had no business impeding her in any way, shape, or form.
No, but suppose she had pulled out a gun and shot him. She'd be arrested for murder. You know, he didn't do anything that serious, but she could have walked away and de-escalated the confrontation at any moment. So could he, but she could have done it as well.
Well, I think that's a real stretch to say that she did anything wrong, though.
Well, I'm not saying she did anything wrong. I'm just saying she could have ended the confrontation by just turning around and walking completely away.
Leaving altogether.
And then if he followed her, then she really had charges against him.
And then he would have said, she's a shameful coward also, because he's mouthy.
I think I never would have thought about it that way. She wasn't initiating anything.
Okay.
That was all on this.
We gotta go. Thank you so much, Harry. Thank you for calling in. Super to hear from you. Chris, you are on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, there's nothing illegal there at all.
At all. Okay, no charges anywhere.
That's just nonsense.
Come on, it's harassment. Pure and simple harassment.
Think how many anti-abortion demonstrators have been arrested over the years.
Well, yeah, they get charged with harassment. It's the same.
If it's harassment, they
different.
Should be. The same as this legislator should be charged with harassment.
Where's the harassment?
Where's the harassment? Have you seen the video?
He talked to her.
He didn't talk to her. He berated her. He called her names. He followed her around.
That's talking.
That's not talking. That's harassment.
And the way you described it in the beginning before you played it, it sounded far worse than what was played. Now, she could have asked him to stop or go away, too, and then that might have changed things a little bit, or just take a step back if we're going to have this conversation, or things like that. That would have maybe changed things, but she didn't, and she's protesting, and he's protesting her protesting.
So how about him saying he'll pay $100 to any of his followers if they're able to dox the three teenage girls he filmed?
Okay, you shouldn't be doing that with teenage girls, especially. But who do you think he was imitating? Who do you think he was using on their own terms? The anti-abortion demonstrators who dox doctors, nurses, and workers at abortion clinics and get them killed sometimes. And there's been much more outrage over this than the shooting of doctors.
When was the last time a doctor was shot?
Oh, I don't know, about 3 years ago, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe it was longer than that.
I think it was longer than that. But, you know, that two wrongs don't make a right, Chris. You seem to constantly argue that point.
Exactly, but I'm saying I'm comparing things and how you're talking about them.
The simple fact is this guy came after this woman for 9 minutes. Now, at some point, I would agree with you if it was a minute, minute and a half even. But 9 minutes, come on, that's harassment.
No, but if it's legal for 2 minutes, it's legal for 9 minutes, Joe.
No, I think you're missing the point. At some point down the road.
The legality you were talking about. If the politeness and rudeness,
no.
I'll agree with you.
At some point, you cross the line.
At politeness and rudeness, I agree with you.
When you cross the line into harassment, then you have to be willing to pay the penalty.
Didn't.
He did. That the time alone mitigates against your argument.
You could do it for a half an hour if nothing changed, if she never did anything about it or never said anything about it.
But she has the right to peaceably be on that street without
yes,
this man
and
yelling at her.
He has the right to peaceably talk to her.
He wasn't talking. He was yelling. Shame, shame.
Well, it didn't sound like yelling. I don't know how he had his volume turned up, but if it was a foot away, the voice he was talking in did not seem to be particularly.
You don't think it's intimidating for a big
on your radio station?
You don't think it's
like I said, I haven't seen it.
You don't think it's intimidating for a large white man to be standing there in his beard yelling
at
a woman?
It's not against the law to be a large white man
yelling at a woman. Shame on you, old lady! You're out here
it's
telling people what to do with their body.
It's not against the law to be a large white man.
But yelling shame on you, you old white woman. That was
rude.
That's harassment.
No, it's not. Joe, you're an old white man. Is that harassment?
It is if you're yelling it at me continuously on a
public
street.
You're a rude white man.
I said on a public street. And this radio program, we agree to allow people to harass us.
Okay. Well, if you're on the street protesting something, you got to expect somebody on the other side is going to come and talk to you about it.
But it should be proportional, and it wasn't in this case.
Proportion has nothing to do with it, legally.
Maybe not legally, but morally
that's
and ethically it does.
What you were talking about.
He said,
legally.
Well, I'm saying the fact that he did it for 9 minutes goes into harassment as far as I'm concerned.
Well, you can be concerned, but the police won't be.
Well, only because she didn't attempt to file charges.
Anybody can file charges about anything. Whether you file charges or not, it's legal to file charges.
But she didn't.
She can go for it if she wants to.
She did.
But it won't go anywhere.
It shows her she was the bigger person. She didn't file against the guy. I'd have filed against him.
Oh, well, I guess there should be a lot more suits against the anti-abortion people, too, then. Huh?
Again, two wrongs make
criminal
a right.
Organizations.
We're talking about this specific instance where you're apparently defending
so
this guy's bad behavior.
You
always argue about President Trump's bad behavior, but when you see it on your side of the aisle, you don't have any problem with it.
Oh, Donald Trump's president.
And this woman was a private citizen exercising her right to peaceably assemble on a public street.
I agree, absolutely, 100%. Why are you telling me that?
Because what you just said.
What?
The fact that the woman was being harassed, and you won't admit to that, but yet if you see somebody
not
on the Republican
sense,
side.
There's nothing illegal. He was being rude.
I think this
I
would
agree.
Fit the definition.
But you see,
rude
Donald, yeah, but
law.
When Donald Trump calls somebody a name or does something, you're all opposed to that. That's
I
awful.
I haven't had said go arrest him for it.
You've said he ought to be locked up.
Well, I don't think I've ever said that, but yes, he should be for crimes he's committed, but not for being rude.
There we go. We finally got the definition of harassment. It's taken me an hour to do this. All right. Thank you so much, Chris.
Okay.
Appreciate the call.
It says a person commits the crime of harassment when, with intent to harass, annoy, or alarm another, the person follows the other person in or about a public place or engages in a course of conduct or repeatedly commits acts which serve no legitimate purpose, communicates to or about such other person he didn't say anything lewd, lascivious, threatening, or obscene words, calling her an old lady, language, drawings, or characters, communicates repeatedly in an anonymous manner, he wasn't anonymous, or communicates repeatedly in extremely inconvenient hours, no, not there either, but up above, follows the person in or about a public place or places, engages in a course of conduct, or repeatedly commits acts which serve no legitimate purpose.
All right, 1-800-795-9565.
We've got him. Charge him. Lock him up.
Yeah, and the mayor's in charge of the police over there, so he's got his
that won't happen. He's
case.
Too busy dancing over being a sanctuary city.
1-800-795-9565. We'll take a quickie break. We'll be back, but I want to tell you why we're taking a break, because we want to pay homage to the hometown pharmacies. They sponsor our toll-free line, and we talk about the hometown pharmacies being Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Mount Pleasant Mills, Norrie Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg, and the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop. Your hometown pharmacies offer personalized service on a first-name basis. You'll be on a first-name basis with Terry out at Shade Mountain Pharmacy. He doesn't even have one of those take a number doobies. He just deals with you because he memorizes everybody's name, and he gets to know a little bit about what he needs to in order to apply his science, which is taking good care of you pharmaceutically. Tyler out at Trutz Pharmacy on Chestnut Street, Route 45, Mifflinburg. Steve at the Norrie Pharmacy, Duke Street, Route 147, Northumberland. Jennifer's the head pharmacist at the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and she would just love to talk to you about her knowledge and expertise, which is vast, I'll tell you that. And Brad at the Lewisburg Pharmacy, just a super place, and I tell you what, these places have mastered what they call super service, where they serve the heck out of their patients and make their clients and make sure that all their customers are very happy.
We're going to take a quick break, but we do have four open lines. We've got a bunch of emails to read. 1-800-795-9565 is the telephone number. You can email us at onthemark@wdkok.com. Just a traffic note, Route 147 should be closed right now. Now, it is possible throughout this that emergency responders will get through, and there'll be some occasional times when they'll just have one lane closed and they'll flag some people through, but most of the time it'll be closed completely. So now you know. 1-800-795-9565 is the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
We're back, and one of our listeners sends a note about false imprisonment. Knowingly restraining another unlawfully so as to interfere with his or her liberty.
Okay, didn't I just read that?
Interfere with his or her liberty.
Yeah, so, if only I had read that 5 minutes ago.
Well, I think this is a good point, his or her liberty.
Okay, so she wasn't at liberty to walk in the manner she chose to that day because he was in her face.
I think that would be a stretch, you know, to be honest with you, because he wasn't physically impeding her. He didn't stand in front of her, you know, so I don't think he deliberately imprisoned her falsely. But I do think, based on the definition you found for harassment, that he is guilty of that and should be so charged.
It's a Pennsylvania Crimes Code, just some little book they got down in Harrisburg.
That follows the other person in or about a public place or places.
Northumberland.
He definitely did that.
WKOK Newsroom has a note here. Northumberland County Coroner's at the scene of a one-vehicle crash in Shamokin. County Communications says the crash occurred around 8 a.m. on West Montgomery Street. A vehicle crashed into a concrete wall bridge embankment area. So, tough situation there. But West Montgomery Street's closed in Shamokin. We'll pick up where we left off tomorrow. We do have guests to start out the show, though. County Commissioner candidates in Snyder County, Republicans Chuck Steininger and Joe Kantz are going to be on the show together tomorrow at 8:30.
And then we promise to get to all of the anti-Trump emails that we got before we started the program today. We'll read those tomorrow.
We got tons to do tomorrow.
We're going to be busy, busy, busy.
All right. And thank you, everybody, for participating in this discussion. This is WKOK Sunbury.